Tiana, and we have another guest today, and our guest is Dr. Tarek Farag, F-A-R-A-G, and anyway, he is from the Chicago area, and our producer is getting him on the phone as we speak. Excuse me. And anyway, whenever I talk to Buthena, I just always feel so bad. She and we've talked several times, both email and on the program and via Skype. And she's just a very wonderful person, a very loving person, and I consider her a good friend. And I don't know how I would feel if my country had suffered the way that that hers has. Anyway, our next guest is going to talk about, well, Barack Obama. He's going to talk about Hillary Clinton. And apparently the list is going on and on about the people who have been murdered. Recently, I heard that the person, the doctor's son, that divulged her medical records, which indicate that, excuse me, that indicate that she has some Alzheimer's going on and some other things. The person that divulged that information suddenly died, was killed. So I don't know. But anyway, our guest is here, and our guest is Dr. Tarek Farag, F-A-R-A-G. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me on your program.
All righty. Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat, and I've got allergies today. They're really kicking up. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, thank you so much for being on the program. And you've written a book that is available at Amazon about the Health Care Act. And you were going to talk, too, about Hillary Clinton, the Muslim Brotherhood, which I know nothing about. I've heard of it, but I hope that you'll be able to fill us in on what it is, and about immigration. And also, you feel, and I feel the same way, that Barack Obama has really provoked a lot of violence against law enforcement. And I think, well, just in the Chicago area, they kind of have decreased law enforcement protection in places where I think they should never decrease it, particularly with all of the violence and murders that we have. Wouldn't you agree?
Okay. Hello.
Would you agree with that? That certainly Rahm Emanuel should not decrease the police protection here in Chicago.
Right? I tell you, it's. I think it's not a simple thing to say about this. But as you said at the beginning, I think we need to look at the whole story and the whole things going on in the nation since Barack Obama became the president.
Okay.
I think everyone was expecting that once a black person, even with relation, or people think he's a Muslim, but choosing him or electing him as a president was a fantastic thing that happened in this country. And I can tell you that I am one of the people who voted for him the first time.
Well, I'll still talk to you.
Sorry?
I said I would still talk to you. I'm joking.
Okay. So it was a fantastic thing. And to be honest with you again, it was one of my best days in my life. When I found out that Obama was elected as a president, because I came from a country where the law is discriminating against the minorities. You see, we have here in the United States laws that protect the minorities. But in Egypt, the laws are to suppress minority and discriminate against them. So I know firsthand what it means to be discriminated against. And once I found he was elected, I said, wow, this is the greatest country on earth. We were the greatest country, not because we had the strongest economical power, the strongest army. No. This doesn't make any nation great. It makes the nation great in suppressing others. If we use our military or economical power to suppress others. But what makes a nation great, it's civilized people. And you measure civilization not by the latest cars in the streets or the latest phone, a cell phone in the hands of people. You measure it by the civilization in this country, which is measured by how people think and look at every issue, especially when you are talking about disagreements between people, between the ideas and these things, which like the arts or any way of expression. So it, for me at that time, it was the greatest nation. But now, after he became a president, after the first term in office, I realized he, instead of going, building on this and telling the whole world, including black people and the minorities in the United States, look at me, I am a Muslim president to this nation that the black people there are almost less than 15%, but I am a president. This tells you that this nation went far away as a civilized nation, as the greatest nation. I'm sorry to tell you, instead of building on this, he started what we can call it a race war. Try to promote things against the will of the people. He drove the country into a disastrous situation that we can see now. So if you want, I can start by giving you one example, which I had to file a criminal complaint against him.
Go ahead. Yes, please.
Okay. Let me give you an example at the beginning. When you have, for example, the age range between 16 and 19 or 18 for drivers, it's known that the rate of traffic violation in this group of ages is much higher than the group of age between 25, for example, to 50 or 30. So let us assume now that the traffic violation rate for this group of age is three times that of the age between 25 to 30. Now, if the police is pulling over or ticketing this age group at three times the rate he's ticketing the other group, which is between 25 to 30, then we can say, yes, the police is doing its job. But if we find out that the police is ticketing these people, the first group, let me say the first group, which is between 16 to 19. If we see that the police is ticketing the first group at much lower rate than three times the second group, we can say the police is negligent, is not doing their job. And if we see that the police is ticketing the first group much higher than the second group multiplied by this rate of three, then we can say, yes, the police is targeting this age group. Do you agree with this analysis at the beginning?
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate what
you're saying. That the ticketing should be proportional to the rate of violation.
Right. It shouldn't have anything to do with an age group. It should be just...
Yes.
just...
Now, again, another example. Now, when the insurance companies increase the premium for this age group, should we say that this is a discrimination against this group? I don't think so. And this is my point. Now, let us look at some statistics published by the Department of Justice. These statistics found that blacks committed violent crimes at a rate about 2.5 times that of whites. You see the measure now, I'm measuring everything relative to white people. So blacks, their rate of violent crime is 2.5 times almost the rate of white people.
And a lot of, I think a lot of that crime is black against black.
Oh, yes. No, not actually like this. From the statistics, it shows that the number of crimes of black against blacks are a little bit higher than the number of crimes of black against white.
Right.
You can look, actually, I'm trying to look now at this statistic. It's represented by a graph and showing these things. So I'm talking here, remember, we are talking about the number of crime, not the relationship like crime per person, or how many violent crimes per thousand person. So it is in black community, yes, black crime almost a little bit higher than blacks' crimes against white. Again, blacks' crime against blacks are a little bit higher, the number.
Right.
Which shows you also that the violence between blacks and the blacks is extremely high.
Right.
Considering the number of blacks, according to other statistics, is about 13 or 14%. So,
right,
with these numbers, now I can, as I mentioned to you, it's about 2.46 times blacks, and for Hispanics is 1.255. So Hispanics crimes relative to, like, per 1,000 person is about 1.255 in Hispanic community. Now, we can look at what Obama was saying. Obama, in many of his speech, it's not only Obama. It's Obama and Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General of the United States, Hillary Clinton, and almost all the politicians in the Democratic Party are doing the same thing that I am trying to file this criminal complaint against them. I'm going to mention to you now what Obama exactly said in one of his speeches, after which black killed 4 police officers. He said that African Americans are 30% more likely than whites to be pulled over. After being pulled over, African Americans and Hispanics are 3 times more likely to be searched. Look at this statement. 30% only more than whites, according to the statistics I just told you, it should be 246 times the rate for whites. And this should be actually more, because if you compensate for these violent crimes, you'll see a huge number of non-violent crimes which the police can pull over people. Because
right,
traffic, for example, violations are not violent crimes. But let us use the same number.
So now, this is a deception. When you try to implement or tell the people that the police is targeting them, this actually 30% more instead of 246%, it means that the police is doing the opposite. The police is scared or avoids pulling over the blacks. And you can understand why this is happening, because if a police officer stops a black, he immediately say, oh, because I'm a black person, you are stopping me, you are discriminating, you are violating my civil rights, blah, 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 all these things that actually is happening.
Right.
So even after pulling over, he said, Obama, as I mentioned a few seconds ago, that they are three times more likely to be searched. Actually, the ratio should be much higher than three times to be searched. If you are stopping a person with tendency to be violent, you must be more careful and search them.
Sure.
So now, this is one point. Go ahead.
Do you think that the media spins it a different way? Because what we see in the media, we see that there are policemen who are shooting people in their cars, and I think that those are situations that rarely occur, but the way that the media spins it, you would think that the cops are just out on a shooting spree, shooting all these people they're stopping if they happen to be black. And I think, for instance, just in this last weekend, last Friday, 99 people were shot in Chicago and 24 died. Now, this is somebody from the chat room just provided that figure. But do you think that the media spins it to accommodate Obama or not?
Absolutely. It's not just we have to look here at two different points. The first one, the general behavior of the police. And this could be a point I can agree with some people saying it. We have to look at the facts. I cannot deny the facts. But the point I'm trying to show, the other point, is actually the police targeting the blacks or not. But as for the police behavior generally in the country, I think it needs a lot of changes. Even from a country where I was, Egypt, the officer or the police cannot shoot a criminal directly, immediately. I tell you, the procedure, he has to shoot in the air, fire one shot in the air. If the criminal didn't stop, he shot the second shot in the air, then to his leg in a way to stop him, not to kill him. And eventually, he cannot ever shoot at a person to kill. But the rules here in the United States are different, which is why I'm saying, actually, in general, the police needs to change a lot of things. But the point I'm trying to raise here is not the general rules for police, if you call it engagement rules. No, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about, does the white police or the police in general treat the black people differently from this number? Yes, but it's not in the discriminative way. It is the opposite direction.
Okay,
that
doctor,
the police doesn't discriminate. So go ahead.
Yeah, we do have a 3-minute break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest for this last hour is Dr. Tariq Farag. I know I'm butchering your name, and I'm so sorry. You're talking about the police, and during the break, I brought up the story about Laquan McDonald, and when that happened, I mean, he was shot 16 times, and two of the shots got him in the back. He was walking away, and when I took an NRA class, we had a lawyer come in, and this lawyer said that a citizen cannot shoot an individual that has come into their home unless that individual is threatening you. In other words, a lot of people think that if somebody's walking out of your front door with a television set, you can shoot them in the back. You cannot do that. You will be accused of murder. You can only shoot somebody if they are threatening you. Now, a policeman should not be able to break the law, should not be able to do anything that the average citizen cannot do. So when Jason Van Dyke, fired on Laquan McDonald, who was walking away, he was not threatening him. That was wrong. He was breaking the law. And the policeman should not break the law any more than an average citizen. Your thoughts?
Yes, I agree, and I said this with you a few seconds ago, that the police is not supposed to ever to shoot at anyone to kill, except in one condition, that this person is shooting at the police.
Right.
Like having the gun and shooting, targeting him. But still, it shouldn't be that easy to determine what I mean by this, that you are not supposed to kill this criminal. You need to arrest them, not to kill them. So right. How you define the point where you can justify it in shooting is very difficult, and the police should be in the safe side, because the police, if he can shoot, for example, his arm that has the pistol or the gun in it, then this is what he should be doing, but not to shoot at his head or at his chest to kill him. But this is the only case when the criminal turns towards the police with his gun in his hand. This might be the only time he might be allowed to protect himself and the public. But remember also, in the case you just mentioned, the guy was walking away from the officer.
Right.
So the officer could be justified in shooting him in case that this guy is shooting others or having a knife, that he's targeting other people.
Right.
But again, he should not shoot to kill him. He should shoot at his legs, at his lower part, to make him lose his balance and fall to the ground. But never to shoot him to kill. And again, this is a rule. I don't know what are the real rules for the officer, but generally, we can see that this is happening irrespective of the color of the victim or the color of the police officer. So it's not a racist crime. So this is a very important point. But when we try to tell people, especially blacks, that they are unfairly treated, and the police, especially the white police officers, are targeting them, this is a deception. And if you let me continue to explain the other points.
Sure. We are coming up on a break in about a minute. So, but please continue.
Okay. So Obama said also that African Americans were shot by police at more than twice the rate of white. This ratio should actually be between 2.46 to 27 times. So the police even not doing his proper job by doing the 3 times or 27 times the rate Obama is talking about. So this is another misrepresentation and the deception of Obama. So if the time allows me, I can continue and say, Obama said...
Okay, we'll be back. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And we have Dr. Farag on the phone, on our program. And so pick up where you left off.
Okay, thank you. Now, Obama said African Americans are arrested at twice the rate of whites, while it should be 2.46 to 27 times the rate according to the statistics. Again, he said something else. African-American defendants are 75% more likely to be charged with offenses carrying mandatory minimum, while the reality it should be 245% to 562% more likely. Again, he said that they receive sentences that are almost 10% longer than comparable whites arrested for the same crime. Again, the same statistics should make this number 245% to 562% longer. He said this is the most dangerous statement he made. He said that blacks and Hispanics feel that they are discriminated against and they are hurt. This statement is extremely dangerous. This is irresponsible and deceptive. and an open invitation to violence against whites to stop hurting blacks and Hispanics. We need to remember that the people don't revolt against unfair treatment because they are treated like this. The only time they revolt when they know or they feel that they are, for example, unfairly treated or discriminated against them. So by this statement, Obama telling people that you should revolt, you are discriminated against, you are mistreated, and this hurt you. You need to come to get revenge for this harm. Again, now, and he said that all Americans should be very angry for this discrimination. This is a statement of Obama, that the whole country should stand with blacks because of this discrimination. This is against, first of all, it's untruthful discrimination. It is presented by Obama. He's deceiving the country. And in reality, all Americans must demand the prosecution of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama as any citizen committing this same act. If I'm provoking, because we demand him to stop actually threatening our law enforcement officers and let them do their jobs fairly without favoring blacks and or Hispanics or whites. So this is the main point. He's getting into deception. When you tell the people part of the truth that there is discrimination, but this discrimination is not in reality a discrimination, the statistics showing that actually the police is not discriminating, and you provoke them, telling them you are hurt. The country should stand with you. Actually, this is an invitation for open invitation for crimes. And this was the final result or the start of the action of blacks against officers. And it was the start of the killing of the four police officers. And as I was expecting at this time, the number of killing increased and it's continued to grow so long as this kind of deception is implemented in the minds of these people. And even the white people, they don't know exactly these statistics. But now with these statistics that are coming from the Department of Justice and the Obama's administration, it tells us everything. This Obama is actually trying to generate a race war between blacks, whites, Hispanics, Muslims, non-Muslims. He's driving the country into chaos. Should be prosecuted as any citizen invites people to kill others. So I'm waiting for your comment.
Well, I think that this kind of bias has been going on, this kind of prejudice, this kind of brainwashing of the black community has been going on for some time, and the NAACP did not have a black leader until 1977. And so you have to sit back and you have to think, well, why is some entity attempting to create chaos between the whites and the blacks? And it has been going on for some time when they should be trying to get along. And I know that that the Chicago Police Department has been attempting to have association at community gatherings with the black community. They've been trying to work it out, but I don't think that the media is, the media does show these efforts, but I think it's, is kind of a deep-seated thing. And the black community used to be more cohesive. And then you had the abortion laws passed by the Supreme Court in 1973. Before that, more white people, more white women were getting abortions than black women, and they put abortion clinics in black communities. So you had the basic unit of society, the family, in the black community was breaking apart. And
what you are talking about now is trying to analyze why, for example, blacks are three times more likely to commit violent crimes or 2.5 times. This is a subject it should be studied, but not to present the facts in a deceptive manner. What I'm talking about here, deception. Telling you are discriminated against because you are 30% more likely, while I should tell them that the police is not discriminating against you because he should be pulling you over 245 times.
Yes.
You see the big difference?
Yes.
I'm not analyzing now what this is happening, but let me draw your attention to something else. Blacks as a minority, and again, I came from a minority, and I understand deeply any kind of discrimination. But what I look now at the society, I can find out we are suffering from reverse discrimination. Mm-hmm. You see a qualified white person going to college, but he cannot go, and this position is given to a black person because he's black.
Right.
I go now, for example, to certain, for example, I was just a few days ago in a hospital, and the reception there were 8 black persons, no white person. And to be honest with you, these 8, none of them was doing anything. They were dividing themselves into 6, 3 talking to another 3, sitting on their desk in the reception, 3 talking to 3, and 1 sitting to receive people, talking to another black one instead of him. I'm not here trying to give any impression that I'm against the blacks, but what we have in reality is reverse discrimination. If we are going to protect minorities, we should give them the opportunity on the long time, not to keep it open, and the society is changing. Now, for my point of view, after Obama was elected, all these discrimination or anti-discrimination laws should have been abolished. We went as a society far away from this civil rights movement to now a black president from a minority, 30%, to become a president of the United States. This is huge, huge thing, great thing that never, and I don't think will ever happen into any other country. So we need to get rid of this reverse discrimination laws. Sorry,
right.
Continue.
Right. I think that people should get positioned because of merit, not because of race. And certainly, you know, I think we also have to understand that Obama is not totally black, and that he was very deceptive, that certain people funded him, financed him, put him into office. I mean, he just came out of nowhere. He was a senator. He was a minor senator here in Illinois, and all of a sudden he's the president. There must have been some deal that he made with somebody, with a group of people, so that he would do what he's doing.
I can agree with you now. After his first term, I changed completely my mind. But there are a lot of other things. I don't know if we can have the time to discuss them, but at least we were focusing here on a crime. He
right.
committed this crime.
Right.
And he should be prosecuted for it. And he's not the only one who's doing it. I heard the same thing, the same style of speech coming from the state's attorney. And
right.
adding to this, I was just saying, everyone, actually, it was a joke all over the world that the FBI director didn't even question Hillary under oath. This is, I don't know what is this guy is. Really, I have to say it honestly. I can't imagine a prosecutor talking to someone accused of this crime and don't even put her under oath. What he was questioning her then? And then the attorney general immediately say, okay, I'm not going to prosecute her. I'm not going any further against her. And you know what? What's going on now? The FBI is going to investigate the Clinton Foundation. This is another disaster. How can we trust these people now? They are going to do the exact same thing.
Well,
they are going to bury this accusation.
Well,
we can't allow this to happen.
Well, that is because the Comey and the Clintons go back a long way. He was the one that laundered their money when they were bringing drugs in through the MENA airport. So they're longtime friends and longtime cronies. So they're not going to prosecute each other. They're not going to hold each other accountable for anything.
Yes, this is the question now. Where is our Congress? Where is our politician?
They're in the pocket of the same people.
And if we can go back to you seconds for the black community, there is a responsibility about blacks towards blacks. If you look at the number of crimes blacks committed against blacks, is more than the crimes against whites, which is a huge percentage. Where is their leader? You find out that they're like when someone gets a position either as a sportsman or the talk show or any of these becomes popular and makes millions of dollars, none of them try to help his community. The first thing they do, they leave their community. And their community will still be in this vicious, fictitious circle.
Right,
poverty, no jobs, killing, no stealing, violent crimes, no jobs, and so forth forever. They must have to find a way to get out of this. And one of the reasons you just mentioned is that they lost the family value. There is no families in the black community. So if the blacks don't realize that they are the reason for their misery, then what are we going to do? All the time they are going to blame whites, they are going to blame white police officers, that they're never going to realize this, that they should blame themselves in the first place.
I think we have
to do something. Sorry, go ahead.
I think there are a lot of very, very good black people that can see the truth, especially the mothers in the communities. They don't want their children killed. I mean, we have 6- and 7-, 8-year-old, 9-year-old kids that are murdered with drive-by shootings or getting even shootings, revenge shootings. The mothers don't want this. And so I believe that it will be the black women who will organize and try to make a change. And I believe that there are a lot of very impressive black women who can see exactly what is going on. And I do hope that they will be successful. Because it seems like the men, like Michael Jordan, he just gave, what, $2 million? And his father, I believe, was killed by a policeman years and years ago. He should be doing more than he's doing. But he he is now part of the elite. He's made millions and millions and millions of dollars. He doesn't want to get his hands dirty. You know, he's...
This is exactly what I'm saying. That they avoid helping their community.
Yes.
And instead of the community trying to help itself, they direct their anger towards others.
Yes.
This is the main thing. They need to realize that they have the reason and they have the solution within themselves. No one can ever deny that this, even this crime is committed by small percentage. I can assure you that the highest percentage of blacks, they don't like this violence. They are against all these wrong things.
Yes.
But we have to have leaders to tell them this and to, instead of like building this, what they call it, Black Lives Matter, why they don't say it differently?
Okay.
That our lives matter.
We have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Our guest this last hour is Dr. Farag, and we have about 3.5 minutes. I misspoke. Michael Jordan's father was murdered by thugs who happened to be black because they wanted his watch and sneakers. So, and as you say, I believe that Obama is certainly provoking this situation.
Okay, and because I don't have a lot of time, but let me, if you can allow me, I would like to touch on a point that I just mentioned, that Obama is not only dividing our country into blacks against white, Hispanics against the blacks and the white and so forth, he's also dividing us in other way, which is a religion. When he is dividing us, actually, Muslims against people and the people against Muslims. I was listening, actually, to Busaina when she was talking to you. And I noticed something that people talk about it. And it's very simple. There is a big difference between insulting a religion and stating the facts about the religion. Stating a fact about a religion, and you consider this an insult to this religion, then this religion is not worth existing. So we need to be careful. When some people say facts, they need to realize if this fact is harmful, it means the idea you are mentioning, the fact, are not correct ideas. And one of the things that the guy mentioned, he stated something about Muhammad and his marriage to Khadija, which was much older than him. This is the kind of thing that I can say, this is personal. As for me, I don't care what, as a Muslim, you do, you marry this or you don't marry this. This is not important to me. What is important to me as a citizen is how this Muslim look at me, especially when I have a disagreement with them. And stating this, let me, if you want, would you allow me to state a fact about Islam?
Sure, you have 1 minute.
Okay, the fact is simply that Muhammad, by himself, with his sword, cut off the head of about 800 men in the tribe of Bani Qurayza for doing nothing. Just because they were Jewish tribe, he cut their heads off. And they took all their wives and the kids as slaves, took all their properties, their land, and everything they had.
I don't like to get into something that we happened hundreds of years ago. And I think that people ought to treat each other with respect, whatever their religion is, whatever their color is.
That is correct, but without knowing the history and the teaching of certain ideology, you cannot understand and treat it well. This is exactly true. This happened thousands of years ago.
Sure.
But if people have the mentality to say, these things we should apply it today, this is where we have a complete disagreement.
Okay. Hey, we'll have to have you back on. Thank you so very much. John, I'm sorry that we couldn't take your call. We're just running really short of time, but thank you, Doctor, for being on the program. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you next week.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If the lonely night surrounds.
This is Gordon Martinez with